It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn of the week, right? This week, I'm going to be sharing some good information, but I want to start off with some stuff somewhat negative, right? Why diets aren't working. People are trying to diet, trying to lose weight, and some of you are thin. Thank God you guys are thin. People don't like you who have weight in their body. No, we all love you, but still, if you have weight on your body, why don't diets work? And what it doesn't mean they don't work for a short term. You may lose weight for a little bit. I call it the pool toy phenomena. You could push a pool toy underwater, but the further you push it, the harder it is to keep it under your hand. And as soon as it comes out from underneath your hand, it's going to spring up to the level of the water, and then it's going to spring above the level of the water. It's going to pop above there. So it's a good analogy for this time of year because we want to be looking better. We want to be going in the water. We want to be in the ocean, the pool, whatever, and feel confident. In our own backyard, it's okay, right? We're swimming in our own backyard. Things are cool. But when we're around other people, we want to feel confident. And more importantly than feeling confident and looking good is being healthy. So if you lose weight properly, you're getting healthy. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Our bodies do not want to hold on to extra weight. They really don't want to hold on to excess weight. So our body's always trying to drop excess weight. It doesn't want that storage on its body. But fact of the matter is, there's many issues keeping it on your body, many issues that are telling your body to store it, to keep this storage system of energy that you don't really need on your body. And it's really complicated to lose that weight. So many people, there's so many systems, right? So many different things you could do, try to drop weight. A lot of them are lifestyle, like ketogenic diets, intermittent fasting. But if you want to drop that weight, you need to be more intentional and more interventional. What I mean by that is intentional. You got to be focused. And that's the thing, like envision the life that you want. Envision what you want to look like. Envision the confidence you want to feel walking into a room. And that isn't false confidence. It really isn't. It's getting yourself out of the way so who you truly are can shine through. So I view it as you have this extra weight in your body, kind of shed that off your body so the inner self, the confident self, the person that cares and loves about people, loves people, the mother who doesn't want to be focused on herself, she doesn't want to be miserable about that stuff, she wants to be focused on her kids, her husband, the father who wants to do the same thing, you know, wants to feel good, have his hormones balanced, have enough testosterone, have enough sex drive, have enough ambition to feel good. So if your body's working well, these are things that you should have naturally. So your body should have enough testosterone. I don't know if you know this, but we have half the testosterone of our grandparents. So our grandfathers, if you're a male. So back around World War II, they measured testosterone levels and compared to now, and we have half the testosterone our grandparents did. I feel that's crazy, right? And testosterone, it's an antidepressant. It's a get up and go. It's an ambition hormone. So if you don't have it, you feel like depressed. You don't have the ambition. You don't have to get up and go. You're feeling more miserable. And when you store excess weight in your body, generally how you arrived at the excess weight leads to lower testosterone and lower growth hormone. And ladies, you need testosterone too. You might not need as much as men, but you need enough testosterone to run your body properly. And it's also antidepressant for you. It's also an ambition hormone. So you have to get that dialed in. So I'm going to go over a couple very, very important things about dropping weight and being healthy overall. And I don't mean trying to be, you know, losing weight on a drug. So you have the moon face and the flabby thin build. I want you to be functional and strong, functionally healthy, functionally lean, because that's the key. And you're also much more confident. You're mentally, you feel so much better. So the average person who comes into our clinic, something really amazing happens. Their hormones balance. And what I mean by that is their bodies don't just shrink to a smaller version of how they currently look, because you may still have a gut, you may still have a butt, and you could be a smaller, lighter version, but you're losing muscle, you're losing other things besides fat, and you keep your gut, you keep your butt, you stay in those same proportions despite the fact you lost weight. You really should get back to a younger physiology, a younger functioning body where your body's leaner, lighter, stronger. So with women, I discussed this on a show a couple weeks ago, they come in to our office and go through our weight loss systems, and they drop weight and they lose their waist, they lose their thighs, they basically lose the parts of the body they're storing the most weight on, but they keep their shape. I mean, they keep the shape they should have. So they have normal size hips, normal size bust, their waist thins out, and it's really cool. I have so many women who do it and they say, wow, I'm keeping my proportions up top, their breast size, butt size, and they're happy about that because they've done other programs and parts of the body got really floppy, really saggy, and they didn't like it because hormonally they weren't running well. So when we dial you in hormonally, your body keeps its proportions. You become, you have more sex drive, you have more, you know, ambition about that stuff, about your husband. If your husband, your wife, you have more sex drive, which is a good thing. So a couple things you have to do. I'm going to get into some secret sauce now. I said it, secret sauce. Yep. So we have to get into that. And basically, there's two big reasons why people don't drop weight. Because your body wants to drop weight. Remember, we want to drop weight. Two big reasons why people don't want to drop weight. Number one, their body is highly nutrient deficient. It's not hard to understand that Americans are overfed, right? We eat way too much and we're undernourished. We have far too few vitamins and minerals. As a matter of fact, we have specific deficits in vitamins and minerals, which really, you know, pull away from our metabolic function. So our metabolic function becomes derailed due to certain nutrients that we're missing. And everybody's different. So I can't say it's any specific nutrient. So I can say overall, we have 30 to 70% less vitamins and minerals in food that our soil grows in our country now. So we're definitely getting fewer nutrients in our body. And therefore, just want to tell you this very quick. It's very important to understand. If you have less nutrients in your food, you're going to want to eat more food to get those nutrients in. So whatever you're eating, your body's going to continue saying, eat more, right? Eat more food, eat different food, because you have to find those vitamins and minerals that you're specifically deficient in. And it doesn't matter if you're dark skin, light skin, medium skin, different areas of the world, male, female, however you grew up, you can have different deficiencies, but you need to figure out, number one, exactly what you're deficient in. You can't just throw a multivitamin at this issue and say it's covered. You have to figure out what you're deficient in and then plug it back in. As a matter of fact, if you take all the vitamins that you read about, all the stuff someone may tell you to take, it could be further creating deficiencies in your body because you may have too much of that vitamin or mineral to begin with. Then you got to pee it out or get rid of it somehow, and your body's stressed dealing with it. So you have too little vitamins and minerals. You got to figure that out. Secondly, we have our hormones are so damaged that our cortisol goes up. The stress hormone goes up really, really high. So stress hormone doesn't mean you're stressed to your job, stressed to your relationship. It means stress due to toxicity and stress due to other things in your life. So your body becomes stressed due to many things, including nutrient deficiency, and your cortisol levels go up really, really high, and cortisol levels make you store fat around your gut and butt. So I call it the gut and butt distribution. You have more fat around your gut and butt. That's how you know you have a metabolic deficiency, or I call you a hard loser, because you try to lose weight and it does not come off, or it comes off for a little bit, then it comes back and brings friends to the party. So you have this extra weight in your body. You're saying, you know, I don't like it at all. I want to be in better shape. And you try hard and you exercise, you diet, you're doing everything that the media tells you to do, everything you read, everything your friends tell you to do. And they may be thin, but you can't drop weight. So you fall in this category of what I call hard loser. And if you're in that category, it's almost impossible to lose weight. You got to get very interventional and very focused on getting to that goal. So intentionality and interventionality is the two biggest things you have to do. So if you're a hard loser, you really have to figure out exactly what you're deficient in, and you got to replace it. So we have really cool systems in our office, high technology stuff. And one of the systems is you put your hand in a hand cradle and the computer tells you exactly what you need. So we look at your test and it tells you exactly what vitamin or nutrient you need. Now explain it a little more in depth. I'll nerd out a little bit if you care to listen. I hope you do. But it's called resonant frequency technology. So you put your hand on this hand cradle, and essentially like a lie detector test, but everything we think, everything we do, everything we touch, everything we eat has a specific vibrational frequency that's unique to that thing. So thoughts, vitamins, minerals, how our organs are working, everything around you, everything has a unique vibrational frequency. So this measures that. It asks your body these bio questions in a form of resonant frequencies that are different for every question, and it puts it through the hand cradle. It has little metal leads on it. It goes into your body. Your body then, it gets this question, and then it answers the question, your physiology. So it's not what you're thinking mentally. It's what your physiology responds, and it tells the system whether you're out of range. So you could be out of range on high end, low end, or you could be within normal range. So we ask you, let's say, 10,000 questions, you know, different for everybody, but 10,000 questions, and then it'll come back with, let's say, 800 questions that are out of range. And those out of range questions are very, very important. You need to know those, what it came back out of range, because it'll tell you exactly what you're deficient in, exactly what organs aren't working well, exactly how your hormones are deficient. But the really cool thing that I love about it, nerding out a little further, we have supplements, right? We have certain supplement lines that I feel are very pure and very good for us. We're very bioavailable, and it has those entire supplement lines mapped out in the system too. So it has their vibrational frequencies built into the system. And when you have your 800 or whatever number you have, questions come back out of normal range, it puts those supplements against it. It bounces them against those ones that are out of range and figures out exactly what you need, how much of what you need, how many times a day you should be taking it. I mean, exactly for you to figure out what you need to do to lose weight. So once we figure out what you're deficient in, we plug them in. Let's say you have, you know, a big puzzle. It's an Indiana Jones puzzle on the wall, and there's like 100 pieces missing. Once you plug in those pieces, then the door opens, Indiana Jones style, right? It opens up, your metabolism starts running better, quicker. You feel better. Your body's healthier. You're just so much more vibrant. And I love that time when people go through that process, because they, on the other end, they're saying, my gosh, I'm feeling tremendous. I don't even know what's going on. So at that point in time, we could decrease the calories that you eat. All whole food, all organic nutrition, all, you know, dark greens, everything, you know, proteins we recommend, but we decrease the calories overall because your body's highly happy. It's sufficient. It has every need met micronutritionally, and you're healthy at that point. So your body doesn't need all the food. It's not going to be chasing so many calories trying to find that micronutrition. So you're very happy. So after about 40 days of doing that, you drop weight quickly. You know, the average person in the first 40 days loses 20 to 30 pounds. That's quick. I mean, think about that. It's like in a month and 9 days, you're down 20 to 30 pounds. Some people more. I lost 33 pounds in my first 40 days. So people do more than that. You know, I like to strive for that. But basically, if you do it like we tell you, you're not going to be hungry. You're going to be happy. You're going to be feeling good. You're going to be coached through this process. And then at that point in time, you're going to say, wow, I can't believe how much weight I'm losing, which ultimately makes you happy. We built into the psychology of it to lose weight quickly up front and feel good, because that's what motivates people. Success motivates success. If you're having trouble right out the gate, you're not going to want to do the rest. You're not going to be successful. So success motivates success. So after 40 days, your body starts saying, okay, I know what you're doing to me. I got you figured out. You're trying to drop the calories down. I want a little more to eat. So we add in more fat, more nutrients, more calories, all that stuff. So your body's highly satisfied, highly satiated. And at that point in time, we start teaching you exactly how to eat. We find out what abnormal things you have. So we have the red light, green light, and yellow light foods. These are the foods they may have allergies to. You may have irritation to. And the red light foods you may be eating all the time, not knowing what's impacting you because it may be mixed with other food you're eating. So we figure out exactly what's irritating, exactly what's unique to you, which isn't the best food for you, and we start cutting them out. The yellow light foods, we figure them out too, but we say you can have them, but you need to know you're not going to feel as good after having that food. It's going to impact you negatively. So we do the yellow light foods, and the green light foods, you may find out stuff that you didn't even realize is very, very good for you. Your body reacts very well. And once again, it's as unique to anybody listening. You have unique things that you respond well to and respond poorly to, depending on your genetics, area of the world you grew up, what you ate, all that stuff. So find out your green light foods, and then you could eat them all day, every day. You'd be perfectly fine. So at that point in time, we're coaching you through the process. That's up to about day 60. And after day 60, you know, it's about 3 months in total. After day 60, we start really teaching you how to live in the world, how to maintain your results, how to have a great metabolism from that point forward, how to stay lean, how to have a great body, how to exercise right, how to go out to eat and eat food which isn't good, then rebound strongly so you can do very well. You don't need to stay in a hardcore diet forever. You really don't. You just need to be interventional for a little bit. Then you get on the back end of it and you could live a normal life. Now, I'm not going to tell you can go out and eat, you know, Twinkies, Ho-Hos, Doritos all day long, because that will mess up your diet. We're not designed to eat that. But if you eat whole foods most of the time, you know, as many calories as you really want at that point in time, you'll stay lean, you stay healthy, you stay happy. So anybody listening and says, my gosh, I never heard that before. It's really, we developed this program to be highly innovative. It's not a typical weight loss system. It's built off certain things that'll help you understand really what's going on with your body. Your coach will tell you exactly how to do this. So you're going to gain like a level of education through it about how to eat and how your body runs. That's going to be phenomenal. So if you're interested in this program, if you're someone saying, I have weight in my body, and a lot of people do, unfortunately, you know, but if you're saying, I know I'm a hard loser. I have so much trouble losing weight. It's so difficult for me to lose weight. and I put on clothes and I'm never happy about it. I always have to cover up little bumps and bulges. You know, if you want to drop that weight, you don't have to keep it. You really don't have to keep that weight. It can come off. I promise you. All you got to do is, I say, do it simple. You know, the keep it simple, stupid method. Our system works phenomenally. We have tons and tons of people online have given us great reviews because they've done it and they've done it very, very well. Tons of people in the area, you know, celebrities, average people that have done the program, done very, very well. And I want to let you guys know, if you want to do it, if you want to come in and figure out whether it's this thing for you, if you can lose weight, if you can be healthier, if you can be happier, give us a call, because my radio listeners are my first priority. I love you guys. I want you guys to have the first priority to be healthy, happy, have a great life. So if you give us a call, you can come in for the entire first appointment. It's normally $150 just for free, right? First five people, give us a call. I'll just do it for free for you guys. This way you can figure out what's going on. It doesn't mean you need to start the program. It doesn't mean you need to do anything. But if you figure out what's going on with you, it can make a huge, huge difference. My only caveat, my only ask of you guys is that if you call us, just please be very certain about wanting to come in, right? Definitely know that it's for you. You want to come in, at least go through that first process, that first time. Because if you are someone that's just feeling things out and you come in, that really will rob that appointment. And we're very, very busy right now. I open up appointment times over the next week or two for radio listeners. So if you come in and say, I want to come in, and you don't come in, it robs that appointment from someone else who maybe desperately needed it. A lot of people have major health issues you're trying to overcome, and that appointment could be used by someone else. So just do me that favor. Only thing I ask, I'm more than happy to give that appointment away for free for the first five people, but just make sure you want to come in and take advantage of it. So if you give us a call at 845-897-LOSS, that's 845-897-5677. We'll get back to you on Monday. We'll set up a time. We'll go through the whole process, figure out how to get you healthier, how to get you leaner. And I guarantee you're going to drop weight quickly if you do it, right? If you do the program and you do it the way we recommend it, you'll drop weight quickly and it will stay off. So give us a call, 845-897-5677. And we'll set up a time on Monday. We'll get you in here and we'll get you healthier and hopefully happier. All right. Sounds cool. Okay, so back in high school, I played football, and I was a receiver, and I was going for a pass one time, and I jumped up. You know, I jumped up as high as I could, and I turned around like I was facing the quarterback who's throwing me the football. I turned around, I jumped up, raised my hands above my head to catch the ball, and I caught it, so I'm happy about that. But a linebacker, a big, I don't know who he was, but a big guy was waiting there, and he ran up as fast as he could, and he hit me right in my back. So right in my back, and basically my arms went back. I folded over him essentially, and I had an issue. Now, I was knocked the wind out of me, and I was on the ground for a little bit, and I got up. I was fine in the moment. But then later in life, I noticed that I had pain in my mid back, and I had issues like digestively that were from the pain in my back. I didn't realize it then, but I had issues going to the bathroom, moving my bowels, all that stuff. And so I started seeking what I could do, and I was eating all sorts of stuff, trying to help me move my bowels better, trying to help me to digest food better. But I didn't know why it wasn't getting better. And that's a problem, right? I didn't know. And many of you guys have issues saying, if you have an issue, you're taking a medication, it should go away. You shouldn't have that issue anymore. Once you get off the medication, you shouldn't have it anymore. You want it to be healed. And with me, I couldn't get it healed. Now, I've never liked medication, so I never chased after it that way. But basically, when I jumped up and caught the ball, the guy hit me and he shifted my spine out of position. And even to this day, it's slightly shifted. But now I realized that over time, I was getting ready to go to college, and I went to, you know, met with a chiropractor who took films of me, looked at my spine. He saw that it was curved in that area, and I started getting adjusted. And that thing changed my life. Just to be real straight and transparent with you guys, it changed my life. This chiropractor was a fantastic chiropractor. He told me my spine is shifted, it's damaged, and he adjusted these bones back in the position they should be. And it was like a switch, like down at the circuit breaker in your place where you live, the switch was turned off. So I wasn't getting information to my digestive tract, and that information couldn't run my body the way it should, and I couldn't go to the bathroom the way I should. So everything I ate bloated me. I eat food and I'd be bloated. I couldn't go to the bathroom. I'd eat all these dried apricots trying to help me go to the bathroom, and it helped a little bit, but I'd still be bloated. After I got adjusted, all that bloating went away. It was pretty phenomenal. I started moving my bowels normally. Everything got back to normal. Even now, I still get adjusted about once a week just to maintain the correction that I arrived at. So there's some real science with this. The real science is going back, there's many things. Back in 1935, 1937, they did some studies that went to the Nobel Prize for recognition. It said, if you have damage to your spine, they found out using organs, I mean, animals, sadly, they damaged the animal's spine and the organ at the end of that nerve or the organ system at the end of the nerve will start to become diseased. It will start to break down. And then they'd take away the damage. They put some pressure on the nerve, take away the pressure on the nerve. Now it was done surgically. They take the pressure off the nerve and the organ system would heal. So that's so fantastic. I love that mindset because if you can take away that pressure and the organ system healed, then why aren't we healing right now? Why do we have damage in our body? Why do we have, you know, digestive issues, reproductive issues, glandular issues, hormonal issues? Your doctor will tell you it just is what it is. It's just your genetics. You got bad, I call it the unlucky sperm club, right? You're born to someone who gave you bad genetics. That's what they want us to think. But the deal is we're so overcomable. We're such overcomers. We have such incredible genetic flexibility. So we have this our genes are not stable. Our genes can mold and shape. Now you're not going to mold to a 6'8" person or whatever your height is, something drastically different, but your health is run through your genes all the time. And you can get that working better. Get your body running better if you can get that genetic system working better. So you get your genes, you get your body working better, and you can pass on better health to your children, which I feel is fantastic. So if you have a child who is born to you and you smoke, drank, ate everything wrong, all that stuff, and your child started eating healthy, he could change the genes that you passed on to him. He or she can do that. And I feel that's a phenomenal thing. So if you think about it, getting your body healthy really is removing pressure off your nervous system. It really is that. Now, also eating healthy and other things are very important, but first and foremost, restoring the function back to your body. So I was in my circuit breaker in my garage because I had an issue. I had to turn it back on. And part of my house, particularly my air conditioning system, which was miserable this past week, was kind of warm. I had to get it turned back on. For some reason, it shut off. And the air conditioning system didn't work at all. So I need to flip that back over to get it working again. Our body doesn't shut down. If we took a nerve and put pressure on it and it took the nerve, if it sliced the nerve, the area of your body would completely die. You'd have no function at all. Think about someone who has diabetes and they get diabetic neuropathy, diabetic nerve pathology, generally down in the lower legs and feet. Their feet cannot heal anymore. You cut it, it does not heal fast. Your toes can turn gangrene. Sometimes they cut off toes, but basically you try to do all sorts of therapy and care to your feet because they won't heal, they won't function. They don't have the same level of life reaching them to allow them to heal. So what's traveling from your brain through your nervous system out to every part of your body is really life, because if you cut it off, the organ system dies. So if it dies, then there's no more life there. So it's really life. It's the function that brings life to your body and lets your body run and heal. So when I did that, myself, when I was injured playing football, my spine shifted and it put pressure on nerves in my mid-back. Those nerves had pressure on them for a number of years that created malfunction in my digestive organs. And then my digestive organs became more sluggish and wouldn't move food through them as quickly. And then the bacteria in your gut was digesting that food. And while it's digesting it, it had more time to chomp on it and chew on it and break it down. And it created more gas, as the bacteria does in your gut, creates gas as a byproduct. But if your food's going through quickly enough, it doesn't have time to do it. It just does its job and then it leaves you and everything's cool. So restoring that function, getting my spine back to a normalized position, took the pressure off those nerves, took the irritation of my spinal cord and helped my body run tremendously better. Remember, I was standing. Now, pain doesn't always come when you have malfunction in your body. You don't always get pain in your spine. But I was standing straight up. I was standing watching a lecture, and I almost felt like I was going to fall over. My low back was bothering me so much. My mid-back, too. So I was standing there, and I almost felt like I was going to fall over. And I was young. And I said, this is crazy. It should not be me. And so I figured out how to get this better. I got adjusted. I got corrective care over time. Got my body working better, functioning better. And one of the things I got to tell you, if you're someone out there, and I have so many people that just say, you know, I'm 30, 40, 50, whatever age you are, I have these issues. It's just me. My dad had an issue. I had the issue. It's just what it is. So you measure how well you're doing based on the people around you. So you have people around you and you're saying, well, they have issues. I have issues. It's just how it is. I have to deal with my issues. They may be hurting more than I am. I need to stop being a baby. Whatever you're saying to yourself, the inner dialogue, it's not true. It really isn't true. Your body should be working much better typically than it is. Now, if some people come in, they're working phenomenally. You know, they're working really, really good. And that's a great thing. Sometimes it's luck. Sometimes it's steps you've taken. That's great. If you have no pain, if you eat food, it doesn't bloat you, you feel good all the time, and you're mentally sharp, then generally you're probably doing pretty good. Honestly, I'll tell you what, you're the person that's doing very good, but you're in the minority because the majority of people have pain issues. If you sat down quietly and just listened to your body, realize you have pain, you're not mentally clear, you have bloating, you have thyroid issues, you have measured issues already, but from your doctors, it probably took 10, 15 years to even get there. And it's so important to figure that out. The first step is always to remove interference between the communication of the system that runs everything and the organs that it's running to. So important. Some people come to my office and say, I have this pain in my leg. Is it just, I just got to deal with it, right? Just got to deal with it. And then they get better and say, my gosh, I didn't know that. They start referring people in because they never knew the concept that their body can heal. And that's a phenomenal concept. So, you know, if you're listening to this, you know, so many people that really are dealing with issues, and you just deal with them. You say, I'm going to go to my doctor, I get put on a medication, I'll be fine. People come in with high blood pressure, and I say, what would happen theoretically if you gave me your high blood pressure medication, just handed it over, gave it to me, and didn't take it anymore? And they'd say, my blood pressure would go back up. And I said, you're probably right. Unfortunately, you're probably right because the medication never solved the issue that created your blood pressure issue, never solved the issue that created your heart disease, never solved the issue that created your migraines, you know, never solved any issue you have. The medication cannot do that. I call it like the firemen coming to your house. They can blow open your front door. They can poke a hole in your wall. They can soak your floor in your walls, putting out a fire. Now, that's a good thing, right? We're on the same page. A fire being out in your home is a good thing so your home doesn't burn down. But now you have leftover damage that you need to correct from what they did to put out the fire. So medication's putting out a fire. It's putting out the symptoms in your body. But if you leave it in your system long enough, it's creating other issues. They call them side effects, but there's other issues it's creating that can lead to more damage in your body as well. So what I want to do this week, it's a special week. I want you guys to really become healthier. And anybody listening to this right now who really wants to discover what's going on with the spine and nervous system, you know, we take x-rays, we measure them very specifically. We also do re-x-rays over time to measure how well you're doing because knowing the position of your spine is so important to understand for you and I to get you better. So if you want to come in and take a picture, see what exactly what's going on with you, go through the entire exam process, I want you to do that. I'm going to do that for free. So if you want to give us a call, just give us a call at 845-896-1200. We'll set up a time. And it doesn't mean you need to start care. So there's no skin off your back. But the fact of the matter is, so many people have come in and changed their life drastically by getting checked out. And that's what I want for you. Just like I did earlier in the show, I love you guys. You're loyal listeners. I love you guys so much. I want you to have an opportunity to be healthier than anybody you know. And then they'll ask you why you're healthy and let them know that. So give us a call, 845-896-1200. We'll set up a time, give you a call, get you in there and start trying to figure out how to get better. Hey guys, take care. Have a great, great week. Love you. And I'll get back to you. God bless you. I'll get back to you next Sunday with Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.